From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, we'll take a few minutes to look at questions about mental health care in the military after that second Fort Hood shooting.
But first, let's turn to Pretoria, South Africa, where Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius took the stand in his own defense today. Pistorius was emotional as he defended himself against the charge that he murdered his late girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp. And he began his testimony with an apology to Steenkamp's family.
I wake up every morning and you're the first people I think of, the first people I pray for. I can't imagine the pain and the sorrow and the emptiness that I've caused you and your family. I was simply trying to protect Riva. I can promise that when she went to bed that night, she felt loved.
Pistorius killed Steenkamp when he fired four shots through a bathroom door in his house. Three of those struck her because she was behind the door. That part is not in question or dispute. But prosecutors say that Pistorius murdered her after a fight. Pistorius, however, has maintained that he thought he was shooting at an intruder. If convicted, the Olympian faces a minimum of 25 years in prison. The BBC's Milton Nkosi was in the courtroom today. And Milton, Pistorius sounded clearly very, very distraught. What was he like on the stand today?
He was trembling, as you heard there, and he also told the court that he is scared to sleep. He has terrible nightmares, and more importantly, to the court's gasps, he said that sometimes he wakes up to the smell of blood. And Mrs. Steenkamp, Riva Steenkamp's mother, was sitting in court. She looked stony-faced. She had no reaction or emotion as she was listening to Oscar Pistorius make that apology.
Now, this incident occurred on the morning of February 14th, 2013. The prosecution has portrayed Pistorius as prone to rage and being very entitled. I mean, did he offer any proof in his defense against those allegations that he murdered his girlfriend?
The court adjourned before they could get to the events of that morning that you are mentioning, Valentine's Day last year. The defense was leading Oscar Pistorius's evidence to describe his childhood, how he was brought up, and the struggles he had as a double amputee. Remember, he was amputated because he did not have a fibula bone, and he was amputated at 11 months. And his mother died when he was at a tender age of 15. So this was a build-up to describe the person we are talking about, the man who's vulnerable. They asked him about crimes in his area. So that is what the defense is trying to portray Oscar Pistorius as, this vulnerable double amputee. Amputee who cannot be equated to a reasonable man who's not a double amputee.
I see. Well, it seems as if the prosecution and defense are relying on different theories about the order of the bullets that hit Steenkamp. Because, for example, I believe it's the prosecution who says that the final bullet to hit her was the one that hit her in the head, so perhaps she would have had time to scream and alert Pistorius that it was not an intruder behind her door. So it seems as if much of this case is really dependent upon forensic evidence.
Very much so. Today there was a pathologist who was brought in as a defense witness. He was explaining his own theory. Remember that the prosecution's version is that the bullet that hit Riva Steenkamp first was not the fatal bullet, and therefore she would have had time to scream. The version of this defense pathologist says that it's true, the first bullet did not hit her, creating a fatal wound, but it might have hit her in the hip, which may have shocked her to silence. In other words, she may not even have had time to react with a scream. But he also conceded to the barraging questions from the prosecutor, Gerinel, that it is still likely that she might have screamed if there was enough time.
And Milton, I understand that if convicted, Oscar Pistorius faces a minimum of 25 years in prison. That decision will be made by a judge, not a jury. But Pistorius is also, I mean, up until this point in time, he has been an athletic hero in South Africa. So how has all of this, his story, the allegations and the trial up until this point, How is it being received by the South African people?
Well, all of South Africa is following this case very closely. Remember, there's an election here, a crucial election in a month's time on the 7th of May. Political parties are out there campaigning. But up until now, the main story is still the Oscar Pistorius murder trial. Everybody's talking about it around the dinner tables, in the bars, the buses and the trains across the length and breadth of South Africa, because Oscar Pistorius was a hero, not just to Paralympians, but to sporting people. And he made the country proud in London when he got the medals on behalf of the country.
That's the BBC's Milton Nkosi speaking to us from Pretoria in South Africa. Milton, thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure.